Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 173, I think. I got to start checking before I say the episode number, but it's somewhere around there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening and tuning in to our podcast. With me, as you can tell, Burrito did not introduce us, so with me is Armando. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? I just want everyone to remember that I am part of this podcast. I'm on twice or three times a week, just like Burrito, just like Dale. Dale's on every episode, but come on, guys. You know, I still exist.
I don't know, man. You're hit or miss on the podcast. You do a lot behind the scenes, but what people hear, they say, I don't know. I don't know who this Armando guy is.
I'm probably the most reliable person that's in this podcast. I don't understand.
Oh, you think so, huh? Yeah, okay. Hey, guys, before we get started, because last time, actually, Burrito and Armando hosted, they failed to mention a very important, fun thing that we're doing. Of course, it's the Eat Nation private group, and all the cool stuff that we're doing. If you're not familiar with it, if you haven't heard us talk about it, go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. And click on, if you're not a member, just click on Become an Eat Nation member. And there's all kinds of different tiers and stuff you can take a look at. It helps support the podcast, which we are very grateful for. If you have a chance to do that, that would be awesome. And two, we're not just asking for money. We're actually giving you pretty great value. Everything from draft kits to being in the private group to getting priority questions answered, all that good stuff. So definitely check it out if you guys have a chance. Again, eatsleepfantasy.com. Any contribution really helps us out. And we're just trying to, you know, if you give us $5, we're trying to overcompensate here and try to give you more than $5 worth of value. I think it will work, though. So if you already have donated, I shouldn't say that. If you already have contributed, we thank you. And we're going to get you stuff soon, shirts and all that other stuff that you guys are asking for. Draft kit will be worked on this summer, and we'll be in contact with you on that. That's the biggest housekeeping stuff that I have today, Armando.
That's good, Dale. That was great.
Armando, I got a quick question for you before we get into fantasy football, because we're going to go through some news, go through some reactions of the weekend, all that stuff. You have a small bladder. Is that correct to say? Is that fair enough? Like, during this podcast, you're probably going to leave me for 5 minutes to go pee.
Yeah, I have I wouldn't say I have a small bladder, but yeah. I pee a lot.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah. That means you have a small
bladder. I attribute it a little bit to anxiety, a little bit to coffee, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
You know.
Question is, sometimes if I have to pee really bad, right, and I can't, like the other day, my daughter was sleeping on me, and I didn't want to wake her up, and I had to pee for like a half hour. But in the middle of that, like I didn't have to pee anymore. So I'm wondering, is it mind over matter? Or is it like, does it, in my mind, I'm thinking it just absorbs in my body and I don't need to go anymore.
I feel the way I avoid having to go to the bathroom is just find something to distract me. It's all about, it has to do, if I can't get to the bathroom, I start thinking about or doing something else.
So it's totally mind over matter. Cause I always imagine like in my bladder, like when I don't have to go anymore, it just, you know, kind of, just disappears and gets absorbed with the rest of my blood and all that stuff. But I guess that doesn't make any sense. So never mind. Okay. Just had a question about that. I figured save it for the podcast because maybe somebody out there knows more than you. I think it's more science-y than what you're saying.
I think it is too, but that's the way I've been able to fight a couple like battles with my bladder. You know, start thinking about. All right, let's get into the news then, Dale.
Sure. What do you have?
Well, I guess the biggest news is we lost two quarterbacks this week, Carson Wentz and Josh McCown. I think we should just talk about the aftermath of all that.
Sure.
So what are we doing? Are you going to pick up Nick Foles going forward and just start him in place, or what are we doing with that?
If you're a Carson Wentz owner with no other options, yeah, Nick Foles is viable. Yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, they're going to probably monitor Nick Foles and have him play safe, right? I mean, Nick Foles is okay playing safe. I think he's an okay game manager, too. He's not going to be the aggressive Carson Wentz that we've seen, though, and don't expect this offense to be the same. Luckily, their defense is strong, so you know they're going to get bailed out of a lot of games by their defense. And I think they could still win a playoff game. I don't know if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. As far as fantasy goes, yeah, small downgrade for pretty much all their offensive downgrade. Weapons. Don't you agree? Small.
I think the only guy that's going to benefit or see any – who's not going to see any untick or, I don't know, downgrade is Ertz if he's healthy.
Did you just make up a word?
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, I'm worried about Jay. I don't trust JJ already just because they're splitting carries with three or four other guys.
It's not going to get any easier now.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey is now like a wide receiver three, if that. Nelson Aguilar is unstartable in most formats.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so you're seeing just a small downgrade. Jeffrey from a wide receiver two to a three.
Okay.
So not too bad. What about Zach Ertz? I think
Zach Ertz is still tight end one, considering that there are no good tight ends anymore besides the top five.
Right. Sure. Okay. Fair enough.
I guess the other guy is Josh McCown. The only guy that was really viable in that offense was Robbie Anderson, and I guess he's kind of unstartable because Hackenberg is garbage.
Yes. Yeah, it turns Robbie Anderson into just another guy, you know, another good wide receiver on a team that's not going to get the ball thrown to him enough. Hackenberg is not going to cut it. So if you're hanging on your hopes of Robbie Anderson on your team, don't expect a touchdown streak to start up again with him, unfortunately.
That's all I got, Dale. We could put Zach Cody.
Wait, before the podcast, you said, hey, I got some great news to talk about. Let's talk about some news. I'll go ahead and, you know, you give me reactions, and then you have two players you want to talk about.
That's all you got. You know, right now I'm watching the Monday Night Football game, and I'm like, I have a little bit of anxiety on this, so I'm just, my mind's just...
A lot of people lost and won games this week on bullshit stuff. For example, maybe a six seed won with Rob Smith, you know, has their, you know, running back two for whatever reason. You know, they suck so bad. They got Rod Smith and they had to start him. And it caused a six seed to beat, you know, whatever, a three seed or whatever it is, you know. I got a lot of feedback on our Facebook group of a lot of really bad beats.
Well, I mean, just tough beats. I mean, you have a better team than the guy you're playing against right now, and you're down by four with Deion Lewis in the third quarter. You might not win. That's depressing.
Yeah. Yep. I think I have a far better team, but again, my defense sucked. I got cute in the playoffs and started the New York Jets against the Denver offense, which has given up the most or maybe the second most points to opposing defenses. So I was pretty excited to grab the Jets. And if I would have just started the Panthers, I would have won. So that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm pretty sad right now. I'm down by two, and I need 2 yards, 25 yards from Brandon Cooks.
Right.
And
right.
I have Alvin Kamara as well. So it's like, what's right. just somebody do something to
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of disappointments, if somehow you were in the playoffs with Jordy Nelson, you played him. Unfortunately, you didn't get much, just 33 yards out of Jordy Nelson. Another kind of sucky thing. I mean, I know kickers really don't matter, but if you had Ryan Succop and you wanted just to start him because he's been reliable for you lately, he misses only field goal attempt, so that sucks.
That's the thing about the playoffs. It's like the most flukiest time of the year. As soon as week 14 hits, everything just goes wonky as fuck.
Crazy.
Tom Brady has an interception, is losing to the Dolphins. 10-20 right now, like it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
the season should end week 14.
So we should play our fantasy playoffs week 10. Exactly. Is what you're saying?
Start week 10-14. That's it.
All right. You know what would be cool if we could play like we could play a couple of playoffs. Like we play weeks 1 through 5, and then you have a playoff. Never mind. I'm talking. It's not going to be.
You're talking
sense
in a circle. I don't know what the fuck you're where the fuck you're going with this, Dale.
I was thinking maybe we can have a couple playoffs, right? Like weeks 1 through 5, you do a playoff, and like the top six teams
like
advance
robin.
To play weeks 6 through 10.
Like the World Cup.
I don't know. This is a horrible discussion. Right. Vernon Davis, if you gave up on him last week and didn't want to play him even with Jordan Reed out, it sucks because he did score against the Chargers. And just, you know, stuff like this happened. Randall Cobb, if you're playing a PPR league, he got all eight of his targets for 39 yards. So he had a pretty nice day. I mean, that's a lot of receptions.
Dale,
there.
This is a question for next week. Dallas is going against Oakland. Rod Smith went off in the passing, but yeah. Alfred Morris to get more carries. Who are you starting next week against Oakland? Or are you starting both going forward? I mean, just for next week.
No, I'm sticking with Morris. I know Rod Smith did well. I mean, he had that big, long receiving play there for the touchdown. And that kind of skews things a little bit. He's explosive, don't get me wrong, and he's a good player. But I think we saw Morris just getting more work and the more opportunity, and so I like it. I mean, again, I have the same feeling about Alvin Kamara, and that's why I was hesitant to rank him very high week to week. And he burned me a few weeks when I didn't rank him high, and he did awesome. But it's just opportunity, you know? I don't know. I just look at the opportunity and see who's going to get it. And if he doesn't have a lot of opportunity, I'm not going to bet on him.
And are you buying into the Theo Riddick? Because they have not committed to Amir Abdullah next week as a starter.
Yeah, no, if it's worth watching, but Theo Riddick has always been okay. I mean, that Lions just don't run the ball very well, but luckily Theo Riddick is also a pass-catching back as well. So, if monitor the situation, and if Theo Riddick is starting over Abdullah, I think that's a good option.
Yeah, I was looking at the Minnesota's running back situation right now, and Jerick McKinnon now got more work than Latavius Murray. I don't think I could start either one of them anymore. At all.
Doesn't really mean anything to me. And one game, and this is the first time it's happened in what, maybe six straight games now for between Murray and McKinnon. I'm not worried about it. Just because it happens one game.
Yeah, but it's the fantasy playoffs. Yeah. You can't take a chance.
And they're playing Carolina too. And nah, I'm not worried about it.
All right.
I'll play Murray if I have to. This is an RB2. Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of depends on who they're playing next. We'll get into our rankings and everything, but if it's not a strong opposing defense, I'm okay with Murray still. I do want to mention, if you're in a dynasty league or a keeper league, I hope you have backup plans. Marcus Mariota, I don't think is ever going to be the really good quarterback that we all thought he would be. He's not. I don't think he'll ever be a top 12 quarterback for the rest of the time he's in the league. At least a top 12 fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, I'm falling in line with that now. I think Jameis Winston's falling in that category as well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, decent talent around him. I mean, they really improved that passing game for Marcus Mariota as well, and he only passed for 159 yards and got two interceptions against Arizona, which, you know, Arizona's not great. So it's got a little disappointing. I'm giving up on Marcus Mariota if you're in a keeper league or dynasty league, like I said.
I agree. Rest in peace. And Jameis Winston with that one.
I mean, if you have Case Keenum and Marcus Mariota, say that, I know, crazy situation. If you have both of them and you had to pick at the end of this season, are you picking Case Keenum or Marcus Mariota?
Marcus Mariota, because I know he's going to have a job next year.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Case Keenum is playing better right now than Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, his last four games, they compared his stats are almost equal to Tom Brady's in his last four games.
Oh, that's crazy.
So not counting week 14.
Yeah, don't count week 14. Down 20-10 to the Dolphins.
Well, they already know the score of the game, so I think what happens if Tom Brady throws seven touchdowns in the second half?
I just
need
him to throw 25 yards to Brandon Cooks to save my season, Dale. Little, I don't care who wins this goddamn game.
All right, Armando, I think this is kind of like our version of the No Frills podcast. You know, like, we're just going to, you know, the podcast is only probably going to be like 15 minutes. But guess what? I think we really just brought the noise here. You know, we brought the goods.
You know, people that are still listening to this show are, you know, still in the playoffs. So they just want some good, fast-paced knowledge, you know, just ingrained in their brains.
Yeah, usually on Tuesdays we do like waiver wire. At this point, guys, a waiver pickup is not going to help your team. If you're still in the playoffs, play your studs. Don't worry about, you know, playing some crappy tight end that did well. By the way, how did that tight end work out for you, Armando?
I played well. I I didn't have Zach Ertz. I played Seals Jones or whatever the fuck his name is, and he didn't do well. Neither did Steven Anderson. RSJ. I just need 25 more yards from somebody.
Yeah. So again, guys, we appreciate you listening to this quick one. Hey, maybe today you're just you just want to run a mile on the treadmill, and you're like, you know what, I want to listen to something quick. Bam, Eat Sleep Fantasy, no frills, just straight to the point today. We did talk about peeing and bladders and stuff, so that didn't help. And then I talked to by the way, on the website there's a little link for Amazon. If you guys are going to buy, I know it's really late. You probably already bought your Christmas presents. But if you're like me and you're lazy and a procrastinator, if you go to our website, there's a little Amazon link. If you click on it and then buy whatever you want on Amazon, they give us like a percentage of your purchase, which is kind of cool. So, and that'll go straight to buying new equipment and stuff. So we'd appreciate that. And again, like I mentioned earlier, just a couple of minutes ago, you guys can go and check out what you need to do to become part of Eat Nation. There's packages starting at $5 all the way up to, over $100. And it includes all kinds of really cool stuff. So if you're listening, if you're listening, you want to give your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad a cool fantasy gift. Armando, what's better than being part of Eat Nation?
Nothing's better than being part of Eat Nation. Nothing, Dale.
Yep. Look, and if you buy I just sent out shirts. And we got to stop giving out shirts. Yeah. I know you and Burrito kept telling me.
I keep getting
this.
Notifications. $100 worth of shipping. What the fuck? We could have bought a new microphone for one today of us by then, Dale.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I spent more money in shipping than we spent like upgrading our stuff just because we want to get you guys shirts. So, and we're already running low because I just kept giving out shirts on draft and everything. And the horrible business decision on my end. So I apologize for that. But the good news is that you guys, if you're due shirts, you should be getting them this week. So you'll have them to wear on Christmas morning. It's decals. If you're still owed a decal, they're coming soon, too. I've been really busy with shipping and all that stuff. So we're getting everything to you soon. So stay tuned for that. Armando, you have anything else to talk about?
No deal.
Okay. Good luck to everybody in week 15. We'll recap and everything later this week. This is kind of just a bullshit episode to say hello and hope you guys are doing well and give you guys some news, which we did. So I hope we brought you some value today. For Armando Crespo, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo. Eat Sleep Fantasy.